Hello, I'm Brian Gorman, your Transforming Lives coach, and welcome to this lesson, one of the 10 lessons that I'm sharing based on my 50 years of intentionally engaging with change. Today's lesson is listen to your three brains. When I start talking with my clients about three brains, they tend to look at me a little bit strange. But one of the things that I have learned, and I talk about this in several of these lessons, is that neuroscience can teach us many things about the psychology of change and how people move through change and how disruptions that are the basis of change affect our minds and our bodies and our psychology, if you will. One of the things that neuroscience tells us is that we do, in fact, have three brains. There's the spheric brain. This is the brain in the head that we all think about when we talk about the brain. But then there's also a heart brain. We actually have 40,000 neurons in our heart. And there's the gut brain with 100 million neurons. So spheric, cardiac, heart, and enteric gut brains. What we also know from neuroscience is the heart and the gut communicate up to the head much more than the head communicates to the heart and the gut. So listen to your three brains. When you're following your heart, that's not just some strange mystery. Your heart brain is speaking to you. When you're following your gut, that's not just some myth that you want to dismiss. Your gut brain is speaking to you. How do you listen to your three brains? Well, the first thing you have to do is to be present with them, to be present with yourself. So I'm not going to go into a lesson on presence, but on the website page where this video is hosted, you will also find a paper down below the video called Be Here Now. Be Here Now is a section of a chapter that I have written for the Handbook on Personal and Organizational Transformation. That chapter is called The Hero and the Sherpa. And Be Here Now offers lessons in head, heart, and body presence. I actually have a client who has taken this to quite a depth, if you will, and he will sit there and he will put his hand on his head and start to speak what his head is telling him. And then he'll move his hand to his heart and he'll ask his heart brain the same question he has asked his head brain, and he'll speak that. And he'll do the same with his gut. And sometimes they're all aligned, and then his answer is clear, but sometimes they're not. And he may have a dialogue. His head brain might say, you know, this is the right person to hire. They check all the boxes. And his heart brain might be quiet, and his gut brain may say, but this doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like, yes, they checked the boxes, but it doesn't feel like this is the right person for the job. And he'll actually have a dialogue with himself. And it sounds a little bit silly, but he makes it work for him. And eventually he'll make a decision, but he'll make it knowing you know, I'm listening to my gut this time around. It just feels that that's the right thing to do. How else do you listen to your head, heart, and gut brains? Well, we'll get into this more in our next lesson, but I often work with my clients to create a change story. This is not a story about when their transformation is complete. That's a brain story. That is a sapphiric brain story. It is not a head, heart, and gut story. I work with my clients to write that story from the future. Not in 5 years, but I have done this. I have achieved my transformation. And this is where I am, and this is what I'm doing, and this is what it feels like. And then we work to embody that. And again, we'll go into this in more detail in our next lesson. But now, you're engaging head, heart, and gut brains. You're reprogramming your neural networks, your muscle memory. Listen to your three brains, but also listen to the brains of the people around you. Make it okay for those around you to share what their three brains are sharing with them. These are people you need to count on to achieve your goals, your vision, your dream. And guess what? They're counting on you to achieve theirs. So whether whether we're talking about family, whether we're talking about you as a supervisor, you as a business leader, what can you do to open up the environment so that people are listening to and sharing what they are hearing from all three brains? That's our lesson today. Listen to your three brains. If you found this useful, I invite you to share the link with others so that all of you are speaking the language of your three brains. I'm Brian Gorman, your Transforming Lives coach. Have a great week.